Dan and Drew are all synchronized.
You've done this once or twice, right?
Feels good.
I still haven't made you with the last message and we can't get out. She's still lost her focus already. Cleaned over the break, like every nook and cranny of every chair and everything, and maybe that's why it's like that. Okay. Good morning. My name is Donna Marie Collins. This case is DCI 2019-00015, Racetrack Alico, EDO. It's an amendment to a plan development. Right. All testimony and evidence we take today will be under oath because this is a quasi-judicial hearing. So I will administer the oath in mock. The order of this presentation is... Do we have members of the public here?
Tom just walked in. I don't know why he's here, but...
I represent the landowner. So I just need a list.
Okay, so is everybody...
Okay, so I'm going to dispense with that. Everybody knows the procedure. I'm going to administer the oath in mock. We'll begin with the applicant's presentation, followed by staff. I may have questions. In fact, I do have a question right off the bat for the applicant. And we'll take any other additional input of people who have not been called as a witness that wishes to speak, and then we'll close. I should be able to prepare a recommendation in a very short period of time, and the final decision will be made by the board. Okay? Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony and evidence you place on the record will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, applicant. This is my question. I noticed in the staff report that it says that the request is to increase the maximum number of fuel pumps from 24 to 28. But in the application, it says 26. So this is my question. How is it advertised?
It was advertised at the 28th, Joe.
It was? Okay. Then I will assume that it was administratively revised at some point, the application, and will proceed. I just wanted to make sure that it was advertised for the 28th. Otherwise, I would have been limited. Okay, I'm ready to begin.
Do we have a clicker? You know what? We do. I just didn't plug in the transponder. Thanks. All right. You test your hand, man.
Get the bathroom.
To the bathroom. My son keeps reminding me that Tom Brady's only 3 years younger than me. I'm not a football player. And can't run around with 20-year-olds tackling me. With that,
neither can he anymore.
He's probably younger than Tom Brady. All right. For the record, my name is Dan DeLisi. I'm a land use planner. I've been accepted as an expert witness in planning before.
Your resume is on file.
My resume is on file. All that sort of stuff.
Yes, you may proceed.
Thank you. The request, in short, is to amend the existing plan development to allow for 28 fuel pumps rather than the current limitation of 24, to expand the parcel which this convenience food and beverage store is located on to encompass an area where those additional pumps will be located, and to request two new deviations. Drew will talk a little bit more about the site plan when he gets up, but in short, that's the nature of the request. The fuel stations specifically are not just simply to expand the customer base of the gas station. It's specifically for trucks. So it's to create a truck fueling station as part of this. And, you know, if you've ever seen gas stations with separated truck fueling stations, you see they kind of have a separate entrance. You're trying to keep trucks away from cars. So
would that be like a diesel-only section?
It'd be truck-only section. I'm not sure if it's, I imagine, yes, diesel. So diesel fuel will be dispensed from those, but you have a segregated area for trucks, so you don't intermingle the traffic. And, you know, I'll note, we're in the industrial future land use category. This type of addition, you know, I think it is extra appropriate at this location because, you know, a lot of industrial activities have truck traffic and, you know, this is the type of thing that would clearly service industrial users in the area. So this is the existing site. I didn't put any credits at the bottom of these exhibits, but thank you, Tony, for the exhibit. This is the parcel we're talking about. This is Lee Road right here, Alico Road on the south. So we're at the corner of Lee and Alico Road. This is the existing racetrack, convenience food and beverage store. And the expansion is going to be to the north. Here's a blow up of that. So they're adding 1.65 acres to the north for the truck fueling station up here. As I mentioned, we're in the industrial development future land use category. You can see on the future land use map, we're surrounded on the east and west by industrial development. On the north is Fiddlesticks in the rural land use category. And on the south, looks like urban community and suburban. On the zoning map, it's a variety of uses that surround us. You have vacant industrial as part of this plan development. This plan development extends north. You know, of course, Algenol is up here. You have vacant industrial to the east, and to the west is in ag, but it's also in the industrial land use category. As Tony pointed out in the staff report, you have a line of commercial uses on the south side of Alico Road, and then of course you have San Carlos Park to the south of that.
What is that facility immediately to the north?
This?
Yeah.
I think that's Robin Stuckey.
Okay, so you're adjacent to a vacant tract within the PD, and then there's that warehouse of some kind.
Yeah.
And then more vacant tracks, and then an industrial park or something.
Yeah. And all of this is part of the same plan development. But so even with the expansion, which we'll come to about here, you'll have this as vacant right here. You'll have this vacant parcel underneath the label, and then you have Robin Stuckey here.
And the parcel to the east, that fronts on Alico, is that going to be a shared driveway access onto Alico there?
Drew can answer that question.
Okay, I'll wait.
So, you know, a few lead plan considerations. Again, we're not, when you're adding fuel pumps, you're not increasing the square footage, so it's already been designated. We're in the industrial future land use category. Staff did a good job of outlining all these policies. We currently are served by water and sewer. You know, traffic access, we have access to Alico and Lee Road. Not a lot to screen or buffer from, but we do have buffer guidelines in place. compatibility. You know, I just went through the surrounding uses, but all the adjacent uses are industrial and commercial. From an environmental standpoint, the site is fully cleared, so there are no environmental conditions on site. And I do want to note that we do have, as part of the conditions of the existing zone, condition 16 has an enhanced buffer requirement along Alico Road. And then finally, just going through the review criteria, 34-145, we are in compliance with the LEED plan. You know, the zoning's already in effect. This is an existing store. We're not increasing square footage. We meet the land development code, except for the two places we're asking for deviations from, and Drew will outline that in more detail. We're compatible with surrounding uses. We have sufficient access. Ted's going to talk about transportation. Site's cleared. We have urban services. Certainly the use that's being requested, truck fueling stations are appropriate in the industrial future land use category. And there are conditions that are in the existing zoning that provide for the safeguards that are needed. So with that, I will take any questions or just let you go.
I have no questions. I'm ready for the next witness.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Drew Fitzgerald. I'm a professional engineer practicing in the state of Florida, licensed in the state of Florida. I've been accepted as a witness in civil engineering in this forum before, but I asked to do so today as well.
Yes, please proceed.
So I'd like to start off my presentation just to describe a little bit more in detail about the changes that are proposed for the master concept plan. I've highlighted the area. Lee Road is on the bottom of where the lots are shown. I've highlighted where the changes are. Lot 1 is being increased from or to 4.41 acres. Lots 2 through 7, what were labeled as lots 2 through 7, are being combined and renamed as Lot 2, so that's this lot here. And your question about access, there is a joint access easement currently over this access off of Alico Road, and it's intended to serve this property this property as well. And then they have access as well from this connection over to Lee Boulevard.
And so there'll be two accesses, though, onto Lee, right? One for the convenience store and one for the fueling?
Yes. And then this lot, two has the ability for its own access as well. So then the rest of the lots, 8 through 17, are renumbered as 3 through 12. This is page 2 of the master concept plan. It shows the common open space areas and the water management tracts, and it's been updated as well down here. And then this is a detail of the site plan for racetrack that's shown on page 3 of the master concept plan. Alico Road is to the right. Lee Road is to the bottom. The existing fueling positions for the store are here, facing along Alico Road. There's 22 fueling positions currently. There's 24 allowed. So with the, and then we've got the convenience store here, 5,000 square feet, the joint access here off of Alico Road, and then there's two access points off of Lee Road. This one goes directly in front of the store between the canopy and the convenience store, and this one is a existing access that is constructed now that will serve as the primary entrance into this fueling area, this new fueling area. The site is situated so that the fuel canopy for the trucks are behind the store. There's a total of 6 pumps, but only 3 fueling positions. So these big trucks, they have the tanks that you fill up from both sides. And the pumps are actually high velocity pumps. So the big hauling trucks and stuff like that, they have bigger tanks. So you want to use the high velocity pumps for them, whereas your regular average vehicle uses the low velocity pumps. in front of us.
Okay, how are you? How are they going to prevent regular diesel-operated trucks, just like pickups, from using that area?
I would probably need to ask someone from Racetrack to come up in a little bit to describe.
Because it sounds like there could be a safety issue there if that's true at the high velocity.
I'm not sure if maybe there's an additional signage or something like that. But they've been doing this in other locations, so I think they would have an answer for that. So then there was two deviations requested. There's one for the width of this driveway, which is the primary access for these trucks, and the other is for a sidewalk along Lee Road. We're in agreement on deviation number 9, which is regarding the driveway width, so I was going to start with that first and then follow up with deviation number 8. This is an aerial that shows the existing store and then also overlays where the new fueling positions will be located, as well as where this access is. So for deviation number 9, it's regarding the maximum driveway width. Section 34.2013B requires a maximum driveway width of 35 feet. We have some larger trucks, as we've described, tractor trailers and Mack trucks and stuff like that that are going to be coming into the fueling area. They require larger turning movements and are just bigger vehicles in general, so we were asking for a deviation to allow for a 45-foot driveway width. This is an auto turn simulation of a 67-foot semi-tractor trailer, and you can see if this is as it enters, it utilizes the entire driveway and then makes the turn around, and then they fuel going this direction and then exit out back out the store this way. This is just a bypass here. So the fueling positions are 1, 2, and 3. And staff recommends approval for this deviation.
So is that fourth position like a future add, or what is that?
This is a bypass. So if for some
on the
reason,
south, on the
oh, down here?
Yeah.
Well, this is one fueling position. That's the second one, and that one's the third one. This is just a separation between the curb and where that pump is.
Okay.
So there's one pump on this island, one pump on this island, two pumps on this island, and two pumps on this island, so that they would be able to fuel each vehicle from each direction, each side. The next deviation is deviation number 8. It's a deviation request from section 10-256A, requiring a sidewalk along Lee Road. I'd like to just start off with what I think might be indisputable facts, but so Racetrack was developed in 2013. When they developed, they put a sidewalk in along Alico Road from the intersection of Lee Road all along to their entrance and past that to a new Lee Tran bus stop location that was built as part of their development order. They also built a sidewalk and crosswalk into the store or into the property itself. There's a bike rack up here, and then there's access for pedestrians to the front of the store. So this is that pedestrian access that's, to the front entry that's required by the code. The proposal is a fuel area, or the proposed fuel area is an auto-centric use only. There are no reasons for pedestrians to be in that area. It's purely for larger trucks, and nobody would want to have people walking around those larger trucks. This would just be more of a safety issue. There will be an internal sidewalk that will allow for them, anybody that's utilizing this pump, to gain access to the store as well. Lee Road is a private road. It has no pedestrian facilities along it, and it was built in accordance with the approved typical section shown on the master concept plan, which I've copied here to the right. You can see there's the road, there's some shoulders outside the road, and then these are the water management areas that I'll discuss in more detail in the future. And as described here, that Lee Road utilizes its right-of-way for a self-contained water management system. So the water man, there, Lee Road has its own water management system that's separate from Formosa Commerce Park. And everything's contained within the swales, and then it drains into the Alipa Road ditch. Since racetrack was constructed, there have been 6 development orders approved. I've identified them on this aerial. This is the Robin Stuckey. This is the driving range and golf facility. This is kind of a mixture of industrial flex type space. Algenol's over here, and then a couple more industrial type uses have been approved in the northwest corner or north end of the road. As a result of that development, of the what we calculate as Lee Road frontage is about 11,700 feet. Total developed frontage, which we've identified how we calculated that, is about 7,500, a little bit more, which is about 64% of the total frontage of the property. So with that being the case, the likelihood of a continuous sidewalk along Lee Road is very remote, since this is a private road, and any sidewalks that would be constructed as part of the development order for a private development along there. The existing units or uses are predominantly industrial, which are not pedestrian generators, and I think that is supported by the Land Development Code sections 10-210D1 and 3, which are requirements for commercial developments only to provide bike racks as well as entryways into and up to the entry of the building. So commercial developments are distinguished from industrial developments by that requirement. Lee Road provides no opportunity for regional linkage between other pedestrian facilities. So the terminus of Lee Road is here at the north end. You have Fiddlesticks Ditch, and then you've got Fiddlesticks, which is a gated community. And then you've got Alico Road here to the south. So Lee Road, as I described, is permitted through the Water Management District. Its water management system utilizes the right-of-way. We took this plan from the permit file, and we colored the contours of the water management areas in green to help distinguish from the rest of the line work. But you can see from Alico Road all the way to the north, those swales are part of the water management system. So any sidewalk construction along Lee Road would displace any volume, would displace volume from the water management system.
Or you'd have to put it on their your own property.
Pardon?
Or it would have to go on the site.
This has got water quality and water quantity, so you can't just put like you know how you'll compensate on site for water quality for a turn lane that you're building in the turn lane. It wouldn't be the same in order for it to be compliant because you're actually taking the volume out of the system.
No, I'm saying put the sidewalk on your property instead of in the right of way.
Which we can discuss that as well.
Okay. So you're saying that it isn't practical to put it within the right of way because of the constraints created
correct.
By the stormwater management approved system there.
Yes. And so there is a provision in 10.256 that allows for an alternative plan that would put it through your property. We actually looked for a viable and safe place for that to be installed where it would be in accordance with what those requirements are. And we just couldn't find one. I mean, the logical location would be in the buffer between Lee Road and where the fueling canopy is currently. But that buffer is only 15 feet wide. And if you put a 5-foot sidewalk in it, you've now...
Can you go back to the site plan so I can see
yeah.
what you're talking about?
Sure.
Just so I have a better understanding of the geometry?
Sure. So, along this frontage with Lee Road, there's a 15-foot buffer, which is described here.
Okay.
So the Land Development Code allows you to put a sidewalk in a buffer as long as you don't encroach more than 20% of that buffer width. So a 6-foot sidewalk or a 5-foot sidewalk, depending on what's required, is going to trip and go above and beyond what that 20% requirement is. And the buffer now has already been planted with this kind of mature landscaping and everything in it. We looked at other locations. So 10256, one of the things that has to be met in order to comply with that requirement is that the sidewalk needs to be generally parallel to the facility that it's supposed to be in and in close proximity to it. And we just don't identify a location. You could bring people from off-site through the property in areas where there's a lot of vehicle turning movements and stuff, which could cause it to be a liability, and then you've got the parking, and then you're coming up on the truck area. So we don't believe that there is a safe, viable alternative that would meet the land development code alternative plan. In conclusion, the sidewalk is not a result of any impact from the proposed development. Racetrack's proposal does not generate pedestrian traffic. It's an auto-centric use only. Racetrack has provided pedestrian facilities from Alico Road, including the bus stop location, the Blue Tran, and those facilities will continue to serve the pedestrians that are coming to the store. Other predominant industrial uses along Lee Road are not considered pedestrian traffic generators, which is supported by LDC Section 10-210D. More than 60% of Lee Road frontage has already had approved or constructed development orders with no sidewalk facilities, making the likelihood for a continuous sidewalk remote. Lee Road will never provide any type of regional linkage opportunities between other pedestrian facilities. And finally, the Lee Road right-of-way is constrained from providing sidewalk by its water management system. And that concludes my testimony.
Okay, thank you. I have no questions.
Okay.
Can I ask just a quick question for housekeeping purposes? If you could go back to the site plan.
Yeah.
The driveway separation between the existing access and then the shared driveway access to the north, that meets the connection separation requirement of 125 feet?
I have to measure it. I mean, it hasn't been come, but we didn't have to get a deviation to construct it in 2013.
I just want to make sure that if there's an opportunity to address that now, we should do so.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question for you. If you look at section 10-256 parmb, requirements for bike ways and pedestrian ways, it talks about all new development and redevelopment that results in a 25% or greater increase in building size or floor area. So when it talks about redevelopment that would require a sidewalk, it seems to suggest it should be something of significance, whereas here we're not increasing. Are we increasing?
No, we're not increasing the square footage.
So this is something for big trucks. And from your standpoint as an engineer, doesn't that create safety issues by trying to mix pedestrians and big trucks?
I mean, yes, if you try to mix pedestrians and big trucks, that could become a safety issue. They have blind spots as well.
Can I ask one additional question? Is it your intent to pay a fee in lieu?
My understanding is we do not comply with the fee in lieu. That was explained in the staff report, and I think the reason is because we're connecting to an existing facility that's on the Lee Tran map.
Isn't this something that's typically addressed administratively through the development order process?
Yes.
So in theory, it would be premature for me to make a call on this regardless on the merit of your argument here.
Well, we're concerned that we can't meet the fee in lieu, and we don't think we can meet the alternative location plan. So then we're stuck with having to find a way to modify the water management system for Lee Road, which is an off-site facility, and the right-of-way has already been maximized with what's there now. So we're concerned that he would not be able to do anything within the right-of-way. So, I mean, I've looked at 10256. It doesn't say that we can't ask for a deviation. So we feel like
it's on the list of administrative deviations.
I think it's sort of an either or. Either you construct the facility or you pay the fee in lieu if you're entitled to do so.
Okay. Well, I'll look at it.
Okay.
And I'll consider it.
Okay.
Well, to go back to the drainage, when you say we'd have to deal with it on site, but that would necessitate redeveloping the entire site to try to figure out where it would go, and you're not, and there's concerns it wouldn't, can't be accommodated on this site either, correct?
Correct.
Well, it seems like the practical thing to do would be to construct the sidewalk on your property proper. That would be, you would do that before you would modify the stormwater management system of the road. Just the question is really whether it meets the criteria for deviation, and if it does, it's pretty straightforward. If it doesn't, or it's premature or whatever, then that route. But I understand what the predicament is here.
Mm-hmm.
Full understanding of that, so I'm ready to go on to the next thing.
Yeah, the only other question would be, in your opinion, does the deviation enhance the plan development? Does the deviation enhance the plan development?
How so?
By not requiring you to redevelop it. I mean, it's a positive thing for the development.
Oh, yes, it is a positive thing for our development, yes.
Were you using staff's exhibit for this PowerPoint, or is there a paper copy that I can have for part of the record? Thank you. Thank you very much.
We were hoarding it. We were hoarding the PowerPoint.
I got an extra copy. I'm good, thank you.
Okay, this is applicant's exhibit one. Anthony, I'm ready for you.
All right, thank you. Good morning. For the record, my name is Anthony Rodriguez, and I am a principal planner with the zoning section of the Department of Community Development. I was the lead planner on this case and prepared the staff report and recommendation for your consideration. I'm not going to belabor any of the specifics that are outlined in the staff report. Staff stands by the analysis of the staff report. Staff does find that the request does meet the criteria to be entitled to the requested amendment. I think the only point of disagreement is the deviation relative to sidewalk. One of the things that I wanted to point out is in the applicant's analysis of the constructed roadway frontage, the applicants considered both sides of Lee Road and the developed frontage along Lee Road. The way that the code reads is the code requires,
what section are you reading?
10.256. Let me back up for a second, because the request was to waive the requirement for the front of the sidewalk required along the property's Lee Road frontage. So the property of Lee Road frontage is obviously limited to the east side of Lee Road, and it includes the racetrack property, the parcel, but also the remainder of the planned development. So when staff conducted the math to determine the percentage of frontage that's developed, we consider only the subject property's frontage and not the other side of the road, just as a point of clarification. One other thing that I did want to clarify is the waiver fee in lieu language in 10.256b5 permits the payment of a fee in lieu, and if this is in instances where the development services director, along with the director of DOT, determines that the construction of a bikeway or pedestrian way would be contrary to public safety, or there is an absence of need. So there's not a requirement to demonstrate that there is an absence of need as defined in the code, in addition to there being a public safety concern. The applicant's position, and I would agree with it, is that there is obviously a public safety concern when we're talking about conflicts between pedestrians and large trucks. I think in all likelihood, in consultation with DOT and with Development Services Director at time of development order, I think there's a real compelling argument to argue for a fee in lieu of sidewalk. With that said, the deviation request was for the entirety of the planned development. So if we're talking about specific to the racetrack parcel, I think there's a compelling argument, but the remainder, obviously, is kind of up for debate.
Well, my only concern with that is, and I have to go back out there because it's been a while since I've been, like, along that corridor in terms of scale. This is, in theory, an attractor. I mean, it's a commercial component of an industrial development that provides beverages, food, you know, what have you. It's possible that employees or patrons of these industrial would go there to get these things. There's no other place in the area to get those things. The question is it likely they would walk there? And my problem is twofold. One, they're asking for a deviation. They're mending one portion of the project. They're asking for a deviation for the whole thing. I feel like this is, there's a system for it to be addressed during the development order process. I'm inclined to defer to that, but like I say, I'm going to look at everything. I'm going to go out there, and I'll make a determination at that time.
Can I interject? Since I think I heard you say we agree that for this site, there's some public safety reasons why you don't want to trust some pedestrians. If the deviation is just limited to this site, is the staff not comfortable?
Well, and I'll tell you what my concern is with that. Say the remainder of the developments have to do a sidewalk. Then they hit your project. They're either heading for the Litran facility or they're going to your spot, your store there. If there's no dedicated sidewalk or anything, they're going to cross the area with trucks. You know, there becomes a safety and potentially a liability issue for the property owner then if the sidewalk ends at your property line, and then they're either going to one or two places. They're going to that bus stop or they're going to your store. Then, you know, they're just going to be willy-nilly crossing.
Well, and then you've got to go back and look at the list of DOs that have been issued without the sidewalk. So you're not going to have a continuous sidewalk.
Well, like I say, this is not a time for you to argue with the applicant. You ask a question and move on, okay?
Yeah.
And I've already said I'm going to look at it in the code, and I'll go from there. But that would be my concern.
Sure. And that's kind of what I wrestled with when we're preparing this and we're looking at. There's obviously a potential for conflict between large trucks and pedestrians on the Lee Road frontage or the raceway parcel. But we're talking about the entire development, and so I wrestled with the same issue that you just discussed. Absent that, staff and the applicant are in agreement. I did prepare a codified list of conditions attached to the staff report that incorporates all of the zoning actions to the extent that they're still applicable. I would just stand behind the findings of the staff report. I can go through it if you'd like. But
no, I think the staff report was very comprehensive and concise. Applicant's presentation was excellent. I feel like this is a very straightforward request. I don't anticipate any problem with it. I will look at the deviation, which is your point of departure, and I'm not inclined to go one way or the other. I just raised issues that I noticed during the presentation and in my review of the staff report. And I hope to have something out within the next 2 weeks. If that's, I don't anticipate any. I see no reason to leave the record open. I think both the applicant and staff have provided adequate information for me to evaluate this case, including the deviation. And unless there's anything you want to add, and by way of closing,
well, I think in light of your comments, I mean, Drew can talk about the fact that when they designed this site originally and worked with the sidewalk and designed that access point, one of the things they had to do was work with VDOT to allow them access or the ability to maintain that canal from this site. So this site has already been impacted by the access and by the sidewalk and the Lico Road and the drainage and working with FDOT. So if the sidewalk gets put on the west side of Lee, you can then get down to the sidewalk that connects to this site and to the bus stop, so we can still avoid the conflict with the semi-trucks that are coming in and will come in and out of this site to fuel who have disability issues.
Chihuahua building stands back there on the other corner. But I digress.
Can I just add one thing? We did not intend to ask for a deviation for the entire stretch of Lee Road.
Okay.
If that came across that way, it wasn't intended. We only showed the deviation triangles for that site plan for the race.
And when I was looking at it in preparation of the hearing, I was wondering if there was a way to design a sidewalk where it basically snakes across your back property line and then connected with the internal system that you had to take the truck people to the store, but then you have the same issue where you have a conflict with pedestrians and semis, you know, and that's not ideal.
Yeah, we looked at the same thing, and we also saw that there were certain provisions that had to be met for that sidewalk in terms of location and how it's configured.
I understand the challenge. I appreciate the
the request. Track words about the liability being sued when people walk on sidewalks and don't even look. They're on their phones. It's downtown every day.
I have a front row seat.
Anything else?
Do you want to add anything from race track perspective?
Thank you, everyone, then, for coming and for doing such an excellent job with the staff report and the applicant's narrative and the presentation. I appreciate it.
So, do you think Anthony or John?
I was suddenly feeling very bad, and then I was. It's like when people call me Donna. Donna Murray.
I had a friend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.